Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Rubber game between the Cardinals and Pirates. Andrew McCutchen signing autographs before the game, but he would do more than that. Let's take it to the top of the second. Carson Kelly facing Jameson Taillon.
Softly hit to center. And McCutchen with a headlong dive.
A spectacular play. Full out dive. Head first. Just off the grass. That's one of his best. Pitch to Carpenter is a fly ball to deep right field. A line drive gone, just clearing the fence. Matt Carpenter gives the Cardinals a 1-0 lead.
Marte has walked and singled today. Fam back! There it goes, a home run!
The Pirates lead it 3-1.
Luplo down the line. And gone. Jordan Luplo with his third home run, and the Pirates have another.
George Contos on to try to get a very elusive third out here in the top of the seventh inning.
With them loaded and leading 4-1. Sharply hit, but right at third, and Rodriguez throws to second for the force.
Breathe, everybody.
4-1 Pirates is your final score. Jameson Taillon gets the win. He improves to 8-7. He goes five innings, allowing one run on four hits with six strikeouts. After dropping 12 of 13, the Pirates have won three of their last four. Clint Hurdle and the Pirates able to pull it off against the Cardinals on Sunday as they win 4-1. Here's what Hurdle had to say about the win.
Love the fight in this club. And today, you know, it was Placco's day. He needed a day. We're going two on and one out. He's out. Frazier's out. Boston gets plugged in. Luplo gets plugged in. The plays, you know, Rodriguez made some plays in third. Morales plays the last two nights coming in and helping out. Last night in particular, coming in late, made three above average plays to finish things off, to help on offense from Boston. Stallings goes back to the first full game and catches a one-run ball game. He hasn't missed a tick. So across the board, the preparation, the focus has been really good.
What did you see out of Jameson, especially getting the top of the order to retire during the jam in the fifth inning?
You know, the game within the game, and you all have these numbers, but he's over 30 pitches in the top of the fifth inning, and he's over 90 in the game. And it would have been very interesting if he doesn't strike out the last guy in the decision the manager has in front of him with the bases loaded. You got two guys hot, so you can go either way there. He showed the guys in the dugout ranking stuff. I think he threw one fastball at 97. He threw some curveballs that were sharp, even though the pitches were over 30. Might end up with 34 in the inning. Now, I'm not going to tell you how I was going to go, but to see that fight, to see that he had good stuff today, the command was a little off, but he made pitches at crunch time throughout the game. His competitive fire was burning. One walk, even though he was kind of wild outside the zone and in the zone, but six strikeouts. And to go through the top three, as you said, yeah, that was entertaining. He was fired up for that.
Clint, you mentioned wanting to get Bostic a start at some point here down the stretch. Obviously, he was on base three times. What do you think of the job he did just sort of setting the tone and sort of the skill set he brings to that spot?
I don't know how many times he's let off. We've liked the at-bats. He had a solid campaign in 3A. And you know, the fact that he was named the team MVP speaks of his value to the club. Defensive versatility help. We've seen a nice battle in the box since he's been here. As far as seeing pitches, getting the swing off. So we're hoping to get him some more action. So I figured if I want to see him play, why not lead him off? That'd be an extra at bat. Come his way. And he managed all his at bats today. I mean, you got to swing off first at bat. You try to make something happen. Ground ball back up the middle. And after that, the walk play is two singles. Short to the ball. Made the plays on defense. It was a good day for him.
But with Starling Marte obviously not having the kind of year you had all hoped at the beginning of the year, how important is it with him that he shows this improvement or hot streak on the end, hitting the sixth straight game and had a good game today?
I think you always love it when a player works hard and pours into something and can find some success with it. However, reality of life is, what if he does? We're not going to get rid of him. We're not going to kick him to the curb. You figure it out. And what he's done is continue to show up, continue to work to get a little bit better. He'll be the first one to tell you that box, that the speed of the game in the box has been challenging. Defense has shown up, base running has shown up. The ability to get good breaks and good reads. The swing's coming along, and when you think about it, you can do the math, and this is maybe a little more of an extended spring, but it's about 2 months. He's been back playing. And spring training, 6 weeks, pretty much. So it's taken him a while, and this is the best consistency he's shown in the batter's box, this homestand, with some power, with some hard contact. It's been fun to watch, and I'm happy it's happened for him.
You look at the major league home run totals, these guys are 29th in the league. Are Marte and Lupo two guys that think, looking into 2018, I think that's 10 between the two of them this year, but they could have the potential to provide big jump for you?
It depends on how many at-bats Lupo's going to get. You got Marte and Polanco and McCutcheon in the outfield as we speak today. Lupo's got some power, how it plays out. 2 years ago, we didn't have Joyce hit the number he hit and have Rodriguez hit the number he hit. And then you get it. So those guys have the capabilities of hitting some homers. Mercer's hit his. Josh has hit his. McCutcheon will hit his. There's some other guys out there. Freeze is going to contribute. You know, first base, Bell's at 20 plus. Getting them and keeping them on the field is going to be the key to us having more power. For me, that's what's been our biggest challenge, is the playability of some of those guys. And one guy, you know, Gong's never even been able to show up. So you're wiping a whole good sized number off the board. Lupo swing plays today. It was nice for him to catch a ball like that again. He gets the barrel out front. When Marte, the couple he's hit, you've seen they travel, they had some distance to him, so they will help.
A good day for Christopher Bostic. He goes 2-for-3 with 2 runs scored in the Pirates' 4-1 victory over the Cardinals. Here's what Bostic had to say.
It was awesome. Something different, but something that I was used to doing in AAA and everything. So just trying to come out here, have good at-bats, and just help the team. So
pretty much happens with every player in Major League Baseball when they come up. You might have a little bit of success early or struggle early. Then adjustments happen on both sides. How do you describe that adjustment process for you?
Well, it's something that everybody's used to. That's the game of baseball, and something that I'm looking forward to. Obviously, they're going to make adjustments, and hopefully I can make adjustments back.
When spring training began, what hopes did you have for this season?
Obviously, you know, the plan is to make it to the big leagues at some point and contribute. So it's nice to be here. It's nice to be, you know, helping the team, and nice to get a win.
What comes to mind when you look back on this season, where you stand right now as a big leaguer, having a big game here in the final week of the season, when you look back to the very beginning when you reported to Bradenton?
It's awesome. I mean, this is kind of the way that you draw it up. So, I'm happy with the way things have gone, and happy about what's, you know, going to happen next year. So,
well, it shirts off your back that you're about to give that jersey to a fan. How much fun is it playing in front of the fans here on the North Shore?
Oh, it's awesome. This is a great fan, great atmosphere and everything. Good that everybody's behind us and everything, and, glad to get a win for them.
Things resume for the Pirates on Tuesday. They'll be in Pittsburgh for a 2-game series against the Orioles.